For independent trades and graphic novels, and today we are going to be reviewing Caped, written by Darren Moiselle and Josh Lobus, and art by Yair Herrera and Sebastian Perez. And so this story is a superhero story about the Edge, which is kind of like a Batman-esque character. Right. And really it's about did they just call him an assistant?
Yeah, like a personal assistant assistant, right.
And so basically he kind of took care of affairs behind the scenes for the superhero. And then we find out later that every superhero has these personal assistants. And really it kind of opened up this whole world of superheroes that they had there.
Right.
With all their personal assistants and like a place that they all met and got their things done, like their dry cleaning and
right, whatever turned into else. More of an administrative and,
yeah.
and bureaucratic system than just this loose group of people who like to hang out at the Hall of Justice or something.
Yeah, exactly. And so this was kind of more of a comical look at superheroes. The way I see it is it's kind of like the light side of Irredeemable, where Irredeemable is this really dark and intense look at superheroes.
Right.
This is kind of like a lighter version of that, or a lighter take on that.
Right. It definitely was not something that was to be taken seriously. It wasn't something that you read to get an intense superhero story and experience. This was definitely a farce, I guess, is the best way to put it.
And I felt like the story was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed entering this world, and I had a lot of fun reading this comic. Uh-huh. What was your experience?
You know, I wasn't as taken with it. I really felt like it was kind of retreading a lot of very familiar territory. The idea of this sort of peeling back the layers of the superhero and seeing the person behind the cape type idea. I felt like it's kind of been done in some places before, and I couldn't really put my finger on it where, but it just felt very, I don't know, done before to me. And
I guess I felt where the twist was not only the comedy, but also like, this was really a focus on the personal assistant and not superhero.
The hero, right.
And I felt like that's where the twist was, and that's what I really enjoyed about this. Yeah. It wasn't a book taking itself seriously.
Right.
It was meant to be funny and just a fun experience, and that's what I drew from it.
Right, and I think it did achieve that you couldn't take this book seriously. You couldn't really sit there and tear it apart and analyze it, because that's not what it's there for. It's there to be just read and enjoyed. What I liked about it was the idea of, instead of the new teen sidekick coming in and replacing the old teen sidekick idea, it seems that, an administrative assistant would be a lot more practical than having a 12-year-old in tights running around next to you.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, this is the guy that takes all your messages and picks up your dry cleaning and signs your fan mail for you and all these other things.
Make sure the Batmobile's running correctly.
Exactly. And, you know, that was one of the gags in it, was I expect you to have the Edgemobile tuned up and this and that and the other, and how am I supposed to fix the Edge copter? I don't know anything about it. I mean, it was that kind of thing where, the expectations placed on someone in this position would be absolutely impossible to maintain.
And it really shows that with a lot of the interactions between the other hero's personal assistants, and some of the tensions of the politics that the superheroes has is also underlying with the personal assistance.
Right.
Which was interesting. But on top of all of that, it is a superhero story because it's about a superhero prevailing over a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And really a super villain or a nemesis is revealed in this story. And that's where I really enjoyed this story because not only was it I felt like it covered a lot of ground in that we knew this whole undercurrent of politics and with the personal assistance. But on top of that, I felt like it was a full-fledged superhero story mm-hmm. with a whole arc that was just about a superhero catching a villain and him turning into a nemesis.
Right. It did achieve everything that was necessary to have a satisfying superhero story. You had the background mystery. You had the inciting action. You had the rise. You had the third act reveal that was pretty surprising. It was, again, it was a pretty standard third act reveal, but at the same time there was a good feint in there. It wasn't exactly where you thought it was going to go.
Yeah, definitely.
And then it had a satisfying conclusion. And then you had the same kind of parallel story running with this executive assistant,
mm-hmm.
which I found the executive assistant story to be far more satisfying than the
I did it. I felt that I really enjoyed that it was almost like the superhero story was on kind of the back burner and it was really about more of the personal assistance story. And it was like, and also we have the superhero story, right. which was the correct way to handle
right. it. And I thought that once it was explained to the reader what the title means, caped.
Yeah.
Then it made a lot more sense. Caped is kind of a slang term for kind of like being capped. I mean, without the other P, where sidekicks or these administrative assistants end up getting
screwed.
Yeah, basically.
By a superhero.
By a superhero. And so it was kind of, once you saw that, you saw how basically these administrative assistants had to run everything.
Yeah.
And that the heroes who are supposed to be so clever and are supposed to, always swing in at the last minute with this, exciting solution can't even figure out how to keep gas in their own car.
Yeah, it was really interesting because that's where we're dropped in immediately in that the Edge's personal assistant gets him lost and doesn't right. have the correct directions written down. And so then it starts this whole turn of events where he gets to where he's supposed to be to save the day late. And it kind of starts his downward spiral as a hero.
Right.
And so that was a great way to enter us into the story as well.
Right, right. But part of the problem, I think, that I had with it was that the art was not terribly consistent. And
yeah, well, we had two different artists. One did the first two, and another one did the second.
And that was a very jarring transition between the two. That while the character stylings remained the same, I mean,
it's hard within an arc to change artists, especially when they're kind of disjointed styles.
Right. Right.
And to kind of follow along with that. That being said, I enjoyed the second art team better than the first, and so for me it was a welcome like change,
right,
as opposed to coming from something I liked and then into something I didn't like.
I wasn't impressed with either of the art teams very much. And getting back to your thing about how the Ed shows up late the first time because his administrative assistant didn't write the address well or got him lost, I found that whole scene just didn't quite play out quite as smoothly as it could have, and I chalked a lot of that up to the art. And there were several scenes in the book where I felt like the art was really falling down on the job.
Yeah, I felt the same way on several different scenes. Yeah.
And then add to that and you and I have talked about this before, that it seems like a lot of times colorists take a shortcut to show nighttime as just really muddying all the colors and really darkening the whole scene. And I felt like that was happening quite a bit in this story.
I think especially in the first half. I don't know if the second half was less outdoors or at nighttime, but I definitely felt that way in the first half.
Yeah, just there really was not a lot of clear action, and everyone was in heavy shadow, and all the inks are so thick on this. And then again, add to that the coloring choice to make everything so dark. And I really felt like we were missing out on a lot of the action, and it needed it. You know, the writing was okay, but the writing wasn't particularly strong in this for me. And so
I really enjoyed it. I thought that it hit all the notes that I wanted. I don't expect as much out of a superhero book as I would a regular book. I just, it's like an action movie to me, you know. I want to have a good time and enjoy myself there. And this wasn't as bad as where you don't want to think about it too much because it'll fall apart. I felt like this was held together well enough to where you could think about it and it wouldn't fall apart.
Right. I mean, I felt like the storyline itself was solid. I mean, the storyline itself held together just fine. And you're right. I mean, you could think about this and it will hold together. It's just the individual dialogue writing and the scene-to-scene writing and all where I felt like that wasn't particularly strong. It's like, you know, the story versus the dialogue. It's almost when you would read the Marvel comics, it would say story by and then script by idea. Same kind of thing where I felt like the story was good. I had a problem where the scripting or the actual, you know, panel-to-panel storytelling wasn't as strong. And so to have mediocre art going along with it, I felt like there were some scenes there where it required some rereading to really figure out what was going on because the art wasn't telling the story and the story
details. I didn't have that same problem. I didn't feel that it was nearly as bad as you did for panel to panel and dialogue. I felt like it was kind of cheesy dialogue, but that's what a superhero book is. It's cheesy dialogue. And so, for me, it wasn't as bad as all that. And I didn't feel like I had to go back and reread as much.
Well, like, I'm looking at... Where am I here? Page... What is this here? It's the first fight scene. Where Edge shows up and rescues the, you know, not only the mayor, but rescues Jimmy Loman, who is going to end up being our, you know, our storyteller, our administrative assistant through this. And Edge drops in on this basically Two-Face type knockoff character, Gemini. And then there, what page is this? It's page 10. From page 10 and 11, page 10 and 11 have these, you know, that's kind of the climax of the fight scene. And it's really difficult to see what's going on. I mean, you've got Gemini jumping off this elevated train with a parachute, grabbing onto Jimmy Loman, and then Edge rescues Loman and then ends up tying him to the top of the elevated train. And then the next panel, the elevated train is, you know, twisting and turning as it's getting wrecked, but we don't know why. And then it ends with Loman laying on, you know, the train being sideways. And Loman just staring at Welcome to Capital City. And it's like there's a lot that's happening there, but we can't really tell what it is because it isn't shown. We don't know why the train is...
I think that the writer really relied on the artist to build that story for us. And yeah, I think that the art fell down on this piece, for sure.
And so there were places along the line like that where I'm looking at it and I've got to go back and go, okay, well, why? you know, what's happening here? I needed a few more pages to feel the intensity of the situation and to feel, I mean, I felt in that scene like, you know, Edge was a real dick, and, you know, tying somebody to the top of a roof that, of a train that is clearly going to wreck.
Yeah.
And there was nothing in there. And I know that part of it is that we don't need to see Edge and what he's doing. We really need to focus on the, you know, on the character of Jimmy Lohman.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have to get some sort of explanation as to what's going on.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel that that's a letdown of the art team there. Uh-huh. But I can see where you're coming from. Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I felt like overall, I mean, there were some good pieces to the art. I thought that the design of the characters were entertaining. I mean, again, this is designed to be a parody or a farce, and so Edge's costume is ridiculous. I mean, there is no way that would be at all practical. The guy would sneeze or cough and stab himself 8 different ways.
Yeah, sure.
He's
got a bunch of knives that stick out all up and down his arms.
Right, basically. and then he carries this sort of 3-bladed sickle in his belt, yeah. And so, which forms the E for his Edge costume. So it's things like that that are a parody of it. And, you know, I loved his Edge cave. I thought the Edge cave was great, because yeah, that's exactly what a real-world Edge cave would look like.
Sure.
But it was that kind of thing where I thought that some of the design elements in this were really good. And they did a good job showing off some of the superhero cliches, the fact that Edge's alter identity is a reporter and he's got the really grouchy editor there. I mean, mm-hmm. That kind of thing, having him have the 3 days growth of beard all the time. I mean, all these things that are superhero cliches, I thought worked out really well. But again, it was the storytelling panel to panel stuff that I had a problem with.
Yeah, I didn't have as much of a problem with that, but like I said, I was just along for the ride. I don't think that this was comic book of the year in any way, but I had a lot of fun just reading it. And when I got to the end, I felt like I got my money's worth and I enjoyed this book.
Uh-huh.
And I especially enjoyed like the little extras that they threw in where it's kind of like a character recap at the end of each story. I mean, those were hilarious.
Right.
Let's see if I can find one here. Because they were pretty funny.
Are these the Edge blogs or whatever?
Yeah, the Edge blog. Where it shows like a different
currently
character.
On Caped.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the currently on Capes were pretty funny. You know, Jimmy Lohman, journalism's young Turk, he's come to Capital City to realize his dream of being the next Edward R. Murrow, probably the only one his age who knows who Edward R. Murrow is. I mean, that kind of stuff, where there was some fun stuff in there.
And that just kind of describes, like, what this comic is about, you know? It's just meant to be fun. You can just enjoy it.
It's so hard for me to just enjoy comics. They're entertainment? What? Yeah, like I said, it was, for me, it was okay. It wasn't fantastic. It was okay. I wouldn't deride this and say it was absolutely terrible and everyone should avoid it. I think that really, if you're in the mood for a superhero farce and are in the mood to, you know, go along with the story, then I think it works just fine. I mean, I really do, but
I think this is more enjoyable than a lot of other superhero comics out there. And this is near the top for me.
Near the top.
Of all superhero comics.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Yeah, I would not put this one nearly as high as that. Middle to lower middle for me of the pack of superhero comics. I mean, Maybe it's because I really enjoy the superhero genre a little more than you do.
Yeah, I think that you definitely do.
You know, so maybe that's it, but...
I'm just... for me, I'm kind of sick of the same old, same old. Like, the same old characters, I'm just sick of hearing about them. And mm-hmm. so, I enjoy new characters and new ideas, new twists on new ideas.
Right. You know, I would enjoy a... I would enjoy a return to the Caped universe if there was more of a story about Jimmy Loman and less of a story about the Edge, that and having the day-to-day headaches that an administrative assistant of a superhero would face, and had the Edge kind of passing in and out of scenes, you know, dropping off his bloody knife, saying clean and sharpen these.
And more of like the, because you got a little bit of interaction between the other assistants, and more of that. I definitely right. agree with that world.
Uh-huh.
Seeing more of that world. I agree.
Yeah, I really, as far as a superhero comic goes, I don't have much interest in seeing Edge again or the other, you know, parody really, characters that were in there.
I don't really have an interest in this being a strictly... like, if there was just the Edge comic that right. came out, I wouldn't pick it up.
Right.
But I enjoy this idea and this twist on the superhero genre.
Right.
So, I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was okay. You know, so you know, for me, like I said, if you find this in a half price bin somewhere, you know, you pick it up and have a good chuckle. You know?
I say pick it up at full price. I enjoyed it that much.
Wow. All right, you heard it here, folks. First, folks, our first real disagreement on a title like this.
All right, so you have been listening to Stumptown Trade Review, your online resource for independent trades and graphic novels. Thanks for listening. Scratch it off, it won't stop peeling. But you're hooked, you just stop dealing. Don't be walls in the